producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. You're in luck because we're going to be talking lots of new cars. And we're going to be chatting with one of our regular contributors, one of our favorite guys here on the broadcast, the publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive, to be exact. And we're going to be talking about some of the vehicles that the folks in Chicago have been driving and what I have been driving down here in Orlando, Florida. Telephone-wise, you can reach out and touch us here. Ben is at the helm, ready to take your calls, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, via the email, bob@boblongradio.com. We're going to give away some trivia questions here, and we're going to not give them away, but we're going to give away some prizes, and hopefully you guys will come up with the answer to the question. The first one I'm going to spring at you right away, and it's an article that Tom has written recently about the most expensive cars of the year 1987. And as Tom writes, for Auto Enthusiasts, 1987 will always be remembered as the year that Chrysler purchased AMG. It was also, not AMG, AMC. Got Mercedes on the brain, AMC. But it was also the year that Star Trek The Next Generation debuted. Some interesting financial facts here. This is a little bit scary. 1987, average personal income crossed the $25,000 line nationally. That's a year's salary. And the average value of a house came very close to $100,000. Oh, I long for those days now. But what was the most expensive car going back to 1987? The telephone number is wide open for you at our regular number, 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer to the question is going to get a cool prize, courtesy of Warren Tracy and the Busted Knuckle Garage. But right now, let's go to the Windy City of Chicago and welcome one of our regular contributors, the publisher of the wonderful website, Consumer Guide, and a great blog called The Daily Drive. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program the one, the only, Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I am good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. We'll be on the road a little bit upcoming here. We're headed to Las Vegas, Nevada for a couple of days for the Consumer Electronics Show, and then it's on to the Motor City, so hopefully I will see you there. I will be in my usual spot, as I have been for the past 20 years, so it'd be great to see you in person, Tom. And I hear there's going to be lots of things doing in the Motor City for 2016. I have to get used to saying that.
Yeah, 2016. I haven't written a check yet, so I haven't made that mistake. But yeah, there is a full docket of reveals for us to see in Detroit. And, looking forward to that.
A little bit of something for everybody, and some of the electric vehicles, I understand, are going to debut first at the Consumer Electronics Show. Rumor has it that Chevrolet will take the wraps off the Bolt first at CES and then at the Detroit Auto Show. And there is also a rumor that Volkswagen is going to unleash a all-electric van out at CES, so that will be interesting to cover as well. But we're going to be talking new cars in this hour of the program. So if you're in the market for a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle, between Tom and myself. We can help you out. If there's something that you're curious as to how it drives, would Tom recommend it? Would I recommend it? Now's a golden time to call us up as well, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. What have I been driving? Well, in the past couple of weeks, I've had the same vehicle as the prestige folks down here in Florida take a deserved vacation, just as John Lawler and Automation does up in New England. So I've had the same vehicle for 2 weeks. It's the Fiat Abarth convertible. I've had a lot of time in it. It is the automatic variant of it, and here's a vehicle that I enjoy certain parts of it a whole lot. There are other parts of it that I have grown not to enjoy so much, but I can say after driving both the manual transmission variant of this vehicle as well as the automatic transmission variant of this high performance, high heavy duty automatic is up to the task, and it's a very good choice, and I like it. I like the automatic, to be honest with you. I like the automatic better than the manual. It's a tiny little 1.4-liter turbo. It's got tiny little tires on it. They're only 195 series. It could be a little bit wider. I found on the highway, the vehicle in cabriolet form has a lot of rattle to it, but it's still a whole lot of fun, and it's got a cool exhaust note, Tom. Have you had time in the Abarth?
I have, and it's certainly a singable fun vehicle, and the application of we can call it a convertible cabriolet, or cabrio is a better term for it, because you don't lose the side rails, you just lose the roof panel as that slides back, but there's still the sensation of being an open-air car. Yeah, a lot of fun to drive. I have some quibbles about power delivery. I think that there's a fair amount of lag from that high-output version of that turbo. But that doesn't. If you keep your foot in it, and if you're trying to drive it fast, you'll have a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely a lot of fun around town. Definitely fun in the twisties. Pretty decent fuel economy. Not a highway car though. I rode quite a distance in it, and I would not recommend it if you do a lot of highway driving. But let's talk about some of the vehicles that have been in the driveway out at Consumer Guide Automotive in Chicago, including a brand new Lexus for 2016. This is the Lexus IS 200T, which starts at $38,265. It's a premium compact car. Tell us a little bit about this vehicle, Tom.
Yeah, an interesting vehicle. The Lexus IS was redesigned, about a year and a half ago. Got the new Lexus front end. But otherwise, it's still the Lexus IS we knew, and it's a capable BMW 3 Series intender contender. That's always fun to drive. For 2016, they've done something interesting, and they have replaced the base 2.5-liter V6 with a 2-liter turbocharged engine. This is the same engine, or a version of the same engine, that's in Lexus's compact crossover, the NX. And it works very well here, and it gives Lexus a couple of points that they can sell, and one is a price under $40,000. It's slightly improved fuel economy, and it actually works very well. It's a lot of fun to drive. It's about 241 horsepower in this application, mates only to Lexus's excellent 8-speed automatic, but it is a fun car to drive. Our test car was an F-Sport variant, which gets you the sport suspension and more aggressive body work and bigger wheels and tires, and they work very well in this application. Like it a lot. I like that this is an entry-level car. You can still get the 3.5-liter V6 if you want to. You can upgrade to that, and that picks you up a whopping 60 horsepower. It's a big step up.
Definitely. Can't wait to drive this reincarnated version of the IS in this configuration. That sounds like something that folks who are shopping for BMW 3 Series vehicles and many of the other players in that marketplace should take a look at this one. Also from the Toyota family of products, You guys recently got behind the wheel of the 2016 Scion IM, and also you've already, at least Rick Cotta, has driven the new Prius. We'll talk about those on the other side.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Broke down on the side of the road, damn brakes locked up with the rain. Smoke pouring out from under my hood and stuck on the highway again.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on Auto World. I got to clarify something because people are throwing Rolls Royces and all kinds of uber expensive 1987 vehicles my way, but I looked at this too quickly. It's the five most expensive American cars of 1987 that we're looking for. So that narrows the field significantly. So what was it? Was it a Cadillac? Was it a Lincoln? Was it something else? We're open for your guesses. Was it a Chrysler product? 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer, a free prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And we're also going to be talking about an article that Tom has written recently. He's got a lot of really cool ones up here. The 12 slowest cars of 1983. I like that one. And the one that we're going to be chatting about in this half hour of the broadcast, we're going to squeeze it in, is four strange things I bought at a gas station today. So we're going to talk about that because I always love to talk about strange things at gas stations. But let's talk about some more Toyota family products. Let's begin by telling folks, Tom, about the Scion 2016, the IM. This is a brand new model from Scion that I have not been in.
Yeah, Scion has really switched marketing strategies with the new IA and IM, both of which were introduced last year as 2016 models. We knew Scion as a brand that was selling very inexpensive cars that were very lightly equipped, and the idea initially was that people would customize them. So there were a lot of factory and dealership options available on those cars. Well, that's changed now. For 2016, the new IA, which is a subcompact based on the Mazda 2, and the IM, which is a Toyota-based product, loosely related to the old Toyota Matrix, both of those cars become fully loaded, no options really available except for a few little things, and just fully dressed up. And the IA, or the IM that we just had through the office, if you remember the Toyota Matrix, you know this vehicle. But what's interesting is that it arrives fully dressed. It looks very sporty with fender flares, expensive-looking wheels, all sorts of exterior trim elements. And it's a one-price deal where if you go with the automatic, the price is $19,995 fully equipped. Not a lot of other decisions to make. And we actually came away very impressed by this. It is a roomy vehicle. It is not nearly as sporty as it looks, but that's fine. It's a practical vehicle. We averaged over 30 miles per gallon. Reasonable power, good front seat space, decent rear seat space, and because it's a hatchback, all sorts of cargo space.
Yeah, it looks like an interesting offering, and folks should definitely check it out at consumerguide.com. Your man on the road has also been behind the wheel recently of one of the more popular vehicles out there, certainly in the hybrid realm. It's the all-new, let's count them up, this is the fourth.
Yeah.
The fourth Prius, the 2016, new design. It's got some additional offerings in the lineup. I think the design is a little bit better, except for that front end. I'm really not in love with the front end, but I think the rest is somewhat of an improvement. And how did Rick find the this new generation of the Prius?
He found it very nice, as a matter of fact. I think we all agree with you on the styling. I think it's intentionally controversial. I think that we got very used to the old Prius styling, and they needed to do something to make this a controversial-looking vehicle again. And if you've seen the fuel cell-powered Mirai, the Toyota Mirai, this looks a little bit like that. But what's new this year are some improvements to the hybrid drivetrain, and it would be difficult for them to get more fuel economy out of the vehicle, but they did. The third generation peaked out at 51 mpg city. This one is now at 54. You mentioned a new model, and that's the Eco model, which is good for 58 mpg city, which is a pretty significant bump over the old one. The new Prius is a little bit larger, more front seat space, slightly less rear seat space, but a lot more cargo space.
Definitely, and no doubt will be very popular, and without question, one of these days I'll get behind the wheel of that. But let's have a little comic relief here as people continue to guess on the most expensive American car of 1987. So far, everyone is wrong. No, it is not. It is not. It is not. It is not. So American cars, so think Cadillac, think Lincoln, think Chrysler product. what was the most expensive car of 1987. Tom recently wrote an article on December 20th about strange things that he bought at a gas station today, and I just love this article here. Let's begin with the first item. You actually bought a helicopter.
I did. I don't know what the deal was with remote control helicopters, but I was seeing them at all sorts of gas stations, and the more I checked, the more I saw them. And there were the marvels of marketing. Right on the package, it would say something like $99.95, and on the box, that would be crossed out. It would say $19.95. So immediately, it was just an incredible value. I don't know how someone going in for coffee couldn't leave without a helicopter.
Absolutely. Meat. Now, you don't normally equate gas stations with meat, but you really got lucky here because you've got a whole wide assortment. Yeah, Armor, potted meat for a very enticing 89 cents, and the Armor Products folks also have come up with Vienna sausages for $1.39. Lots of unsettling ingredients in that potted meat.
Yeah, the ingredients are highly disturbing, but I think what might be the most disturbing is the fact that the container itself shows it served as an appetizer. And I given the ingredients, I don't know about putting down a small piece of bread with a little olive on top. But that's you know, my maybe if you're late for a party and you need an appetizer, this is the way to go.
Especially if you're going to somebody's really snobby's house. That would be excellent.
Exactly.
And here we go. You found this on a rack next to something called 6-Hour Energy. There are so many of those energy products now. This is an interesting one. Generic unisex libido stimulant. So for men or women, you can get two powerful capsules of something called horny goat weed. That sounds like an interesting item to stumble across at your gas station. A very, very interesting choice there, Tom.
Yeah, and I think we all have heard about the price of the little blue pill, but on the other hand, we know what that's supposed to do. I'm not clear from the packaging here what this product does. it does something to spice up my sex life, but I'm not clear what. But at $1.49, it seems like a value.
Oh, at $1.49. Wow. And we can't forget about Mugshot Magazine from Crime Times, only a dollar. And, of course, my favorite down here in Florida, where you can pick up gas station sushi all over the place. You're not going to want to miss it. When we come back on the other side, don't go away. Lots more test drives and fun with Tom Appel from Consumer Guide. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
I believe we do have a winner here. That's right. Someone has come up with the answer to the five, the most expensive car of 1987. I'm playing off Tom's article here about the five most expensive American. Again, I left that word out, American cars of 1987. And let's take a look. First, let's congratulate Chris. Chris is in Alabama. Chris, thank you. I need more information from you, so email me up what kind of car you have and all that kind of stuff, and I'll send it over to Warren at the Busted Knuckle Garage. But let's take a look at some of these expensive cars from 1987, and I certainly remember all these cars very, very well. Let's start at the lower end of things. The Lincoln Mark 7 LSC. This was kind of the hot rod, you know, personal luxury car of its day. It had the 5-liter V8 with fuel injection from the Mustang GT, actually. They sold a lot of these vehicles, Tom. I have never driven one, but not a bad buy there at $25,540. That's the fifth most expensive car of 87, American-wise.
Yeah, and this is a car that I think has caught on with enthusiasts since then. Yeah, as you mentioned, it was the Mustang GT drivetrain in a Lincoln shell, arguably a good-looking vehicle, sort of a like a high-endy-looking Thunderbird, and very high performance for the day.
Coming up in fourth place, the Lincoln Town Car Cartier Edition. That's right, the Cartier Edition. I just like to say that. $27,815, a stately Lincoln-esque limousine. And, you know, we're going to be seeing the stately new Lincoln Continental. The production one will be unveiled in Detroit. And for those folks who like the traditional-looking Lincoln, it's coming back. Here we go in third place, and oh, I long for the days of this kind of pricing. The Chevrolet Corvette Roadster. This was the third most expensive car of 1987, $33,647. Oh, boy. I bought my first Corvette in 1992, first new one I ever bought. 1992, I did one buy another new one in 1997, but that one tipped the scales at around $40,000. So it still had, it's still a good value, but I, I long for those 30-something prices. Cadillac's Fleetwood 60 Special coming in at $35,350. Little challenged in the engine department there, Tom, that vehicle.
Yes, it was. It was the legendary HT4100 engine, and depending on what year it was, that was somewhere between 125 and 135 horsepower, and just not getting the job done.
Unbelievable, yeah. But the most expensive car in our emailer got the correct answer. It was the Elante from Cadillac, a collector vehicle today. This was a vehicle that the body was built in Italy. They had special Boeing 747s, I'm guessing, made to ship these bodies over to Detroit to mate them with the rest of the componentry, $55,200. And, of course, the ultimate one of these Elantes that you get is the Northstar-powered last year, the 92 one. That's the one to get. It's still a good-looking car, Tom. No question about it. $55,200 was a lot of money, though, in 87.
Yeah, it was a lot of money, and I think that's what scared people off. It was priced, unfortunately, competitive with the Mercedes-Benz SL. It was contemporary, too, and it had a lot of problems, demerits when compared to a European vehicle. It was front-wheel drive. The engine was transverse. It was a little bit underpowered. And it's a shame because I agree with you. I think it was a very attractive vehicle, and I think that the styling works. And as far as I know, I think the build quality was close to where it needed to be, but people were seriously questioning the pedigree at this price.
Yeah, as they should, no question about it. Let's skip ahead here to some ones that we haven't covered in other appearances here on the show. There's so much at Consumer Guide. Why don't we take this opportunity, Tom, for you to tell folks about all the different stuff that you do on a day-in, day-out basis there at the Daily Drive. You've got so many vehicles that you're running through. It's amazing.
Yeah, and thank you. We try to process four vehicles a week, and we get all of those up. Our full long-form reviews are up at the cgdailydrive.com blog, but you can get to all of those through consumerguide.com. That's the place to go to find out what we picked for 2016 for our best buys, and you can navigate from there. We also have our preview reviews of all those vehicles. We've been around since 1967. We committed to online about 10 years ago, and we haven't looked back. And we'd love for everyone to come and have a look.
Absolutely. And again, invite participation if you're in the market for a new car, used car, want to run your choices past myself and Tom. We'd love to hear from you, 855-660-4261, bob@boblongradio.com. 2016 Kia Optima SXL. Always been a fan of the Optima, and the Optima has been refreshed. How is this 2016 rendition, Tom?
It's very nice. It did what the last vehicle did. I think the styling's a little bit less radical this time, but the big changes here are our interior refinement. The cabin's just a little bit nicer. The adoption of Apple CarPlay, something I think that a lot of people are looking for, and that works just fine. But if you like the old Optima, the new Optima rides a little bit nicer. It's a little bit quieter. The interior is just a little bit nicer. Dimensions are almost exactly the same. Very nice vehicle and really strong dollar value.
Another story that we've been meaning to cover with you, and I was not aware of this. Of course, I love all things Porsche. And Porsche has decided to make a big change when it comes to their very popular Boxster and Cayman models. They're now going to be branded the 718 model range. So it's going to get a new 718 badge, and they also are going to get some new engines, turbo engines, and four-cylinder engines. So some big changes there for the Boxster and the Cayman. I can't believe that they're dropping those names.
Yeah, it's fascinating that they're dropping those. But it's interesting, too, because they're incorporating the two vehicles into a single lineup. And I think we're going to see a return to where people think the pricing should have gone, because we actually had a situation where the convertible was cheaper than the coupe, which was a very strange situation, and that's going to be reversed under the new model name. Additionally, now the Cayman and Boxster, as we knew them, will be turbocharged, just like the 911s are going to be turbocharged in almost every model except GT3. So Porsche is going to be an almost exclusively turbocharged manufacturer sometime this year.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. And, of course, in Detroit, we're going to see the actual turbo, the king of the hill turbo, the 911 turbo that we all have come to admire and love. I've never driven one of the all-wheel drive variants, and I hope that I get a chance to drive this new one, but that will be unveiled in Detroit. But you're right, your regular 911s are all turbocharged as well, but they're kind of keeping that quiet because they have to have the ultimate turbo there at the top. You guys also recently had a quick spin in a 2015 Highlander from Toyota. This was the hybrid model in limited trim. How was that?
Yeah, that's always one of the most effective applications of a turbo. Of a hybrid I can think of. If you like the Highlander, you're going to like the Highlander hybrid. The good news is that the fuel economy always comes in our care at about 30 mpg, 28 to 31 mpg, depending on who drives it, the time of year. Which is good news. The bad news is that the hybrid's just a little bit more expensive than it used to be. It's only available in limited form and upgrade. So you do have to lay a little bit more out for that vehicle than you used to.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the 12 fastest cars of 1983. Get ready to be shocked. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com. use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back with Tom Appel, publisher of Consumer Guide. Consumer Guide Automotive, the daily drive is a place to go to check out all the latest and greatest, the cars that they've driven, the funny stories, the looking back at history. And we're going to look back right now at the 12 fastest cars of 1983, and this will make you appreciate 2015, 2016, because boy, have we come a long, long way. So these were some of the fastest cars, not the slowest, but the fastest cars that you could buy back in that time frame. It's hard to believe when you look at some of these performance numbers, but once again, we're looking at 1983, and we didn't have the computing technology or the engineering that is available today. So starting out with the Pontiac Trans Am, which back then had a 5-liter V8 engine under the hood, 150 horsepower, driving through a 3-speed automatic, rear drive car, of course. I like the aero. I never liked those particular wheels, but the aero treatment, I get what they were trying to do. 0-60 in 10.8. Oh, imagine that, Tom. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that crosses the magic 10-second line, and that is painful.
It is painful. Another one for all you BMW folks who think that BMW has always been turning out the kind of products that they do today. Here is a BMW from 1983, the 528E, and this was the high-efficiency engine, 121 horsepower. Oh, my God, 2.7-liter, 6-5-speed manual, rear drive. Scooting to 60 miles an hour in 10.5 seconds. Oh, my God, that is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was the short-lived BMW experiment with the EDA E engine, which was supposed to be the high-efficiency, low-revving engine, which seems contradictory to everything that BMW stands for. But at the time, they needed the EPA numbers everyone else did, and they tried something that, in this case, failed.
This is a vehicle that a lot of people will not remember, the Plymouth Turismo. This was a front-wheel drive vehicle, 2.2-liter, 4-cylinder, 94 horsepower, 5-speed manual transmission, 0-60 in 10.2. Again, pretty bad. the Supra, which was the fast one of the Celicas, 150 horsepower, 2.8 liter six-cylinder engine, 0 to 60, 1983, 9.8 seconds. There are minivans today, Tom, that would dust all of these with seven people on board. Exactly. The Buick Regal T-Type, which surprises me because this is, of course, the same engine that we see in the Buick Grand National and later the GNX. This is 83, of course, a 3.8-liter turbocharged V6, 180 horsepower, driving through a four-speed automatic, 0 to 60 in 9.5.
Yeah, that engine would come into its own in a couple of years. At 180 horse, this was a very low-output version of this engine. We would see the GNX eventually. I think it was officially rated at 285. We all questioned whether that number was wildly understated. But I think the regular GN went going for about 245 horsepower just a couple of years later.
Amazing. I definitely think that GNX was well in excess of 300. The Mazda RX-7... for 1983, with its tiny engine, it's only a very small 1.1 liter two rotor Wankel, 100 horsepower, 5-speed manual, 0 to 60 in 9.4. They sold a ton of those, as they did of this Porsche. Very good looking car. This was a successor to the 924, the 944. You could get turbo variants of this that were a lot quicker, but your base one, 143 horsepower. Imagine that from a Porsche, 2.5 liter four-cylinder five-speed manual, 9.2 seconds. Oh my God, isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, there's a funny story to this car. The 9.2 seconds 0 to 60 troubled a lot of American enthusiasts, and Porsche simply revised the gearing, I think, for 2004 or 1994 perhaps, so that a third shift wasn't required before 60, and that had a massive impact on 0 to 60 times. I think they slipped to the mid eights after that.
The folks at then Datsun, of course, it was still called Datsun then before it switched to a Nissan, the 280 ZX Turbo. This one is 180 horsepower, 5-speed manual. Good-looking car for its day, 8.5 seconds. We're getting a little bit better. The Mustang here, the GT convertible with the 5-liter V8, which is now up to 176. When it came back, which was a hallelujah thing when it came back for 1980, was it 82 or 83? 82?
I think 82, so 80, yeah.
Yeah, it was 157 horsepower at that point, two-barrel carburetor. They must have put a four-barrel carburetor on this one, 176 horsepower, and again, the GT 8.2 seconds. Wow. The Audi Quattro, a very advanced vehicle for its day. Many people consider this a benchmark vehicle, but when you look at the performance, oy, is all I can say. 156 horsepower, 2.1 liter, very small engine, turbocharged, 5-cylinder, all-wheel drive, 5-speed manual, 0 to 60 in 8 seconds. There are some people that just worship that car.
Yeah, that car was wildly famous. Enthusiasts just love that car. Unfortunately, it was ridiculously expensive for the time, coming in at about $35,000. Fortunately, Audi did put a normally aspirated 5-liter in front drive versions of the car, just called the Coupe. That was much more affordable.
Mercury's Capri, the sibling to the Mustang. Of course, you couldn't get the convertible with the Capri, but you could get the slightly more aerodynamic bubble rear glass version, RS form, 0 to 60 in 8 seconds with the same 176 horsepower 5-liter V8. And here's your fastest car of 1981, a Porsche 911 SC Cabriolet, 3-liter, flat-six, air-cooled, 172 horsepower, 5-speed manual, 0 to 60, hold on to your hat here, 7 seconds. Boy, didn't even crack 6 seconds. Isn't that amazing? We have come a country mile.
Yeah, that is amazing. And this was interesting, too. That's a normally aspirated engine, but the 911 was pretty light. Under 2,800 pounds, it had an advantage over a lot of the American competition.
No question about it. It definitely did. Another vehicle that you guys recently had the opportunity to check out from Chevrolet is the 2015 Chevrolet Trax in the front-wheel drive LT form. This isn't the most well-known of the Chevy crossovers, but they seem to be growing in popularity, beginning to see more on the highway.
Yeah, this is Chevy's entry into the growing and very popular subcompact crossover class. And the Chevy entry has a lot going for it. One of the things that it has going for it is front seat room and comfort. It's just very roomy up front. People who know what the Buick Encore is, this is essentially Chevy's version of that vehicle. Maybe just not as well sound insulated and not as well equipped, but the base price is a lot friendlier too.
Another vehicle that you guys had the opportunity to drive, speaking of the Buick Enclave, was just that, a 2016 Buick Enclave in premium form. And again, for those who haven't been in a Buick, if you can overlook that badge on the front, which is just way too big for me, and that grill, otherwise this is a very good vehicle.
Yeah, this is a vehicle that's often overlooked on a lot of shopping lists, and it has a lot going for it. It may not be the quickest or best handling of the big crossovers, but it's one of the nicest appointed, one of the quietest, and one of the best riding. And I think if you're just looking for a near luxury or just close to luxury looking vehicle, this is a good way to go.
Yeah, definitely. And another one, the first spin you guys had an opportunity, Rick took Ricotta from Consumer Guide, got behind the wheel of the new 2016 Chevrolet Malibu, significantly better looking. I certainly hope for Chevy's sake that this change makes a difference, because there are some very good attributes of the Malibu, but I think the styling in the past has been a bit of a turnoff.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Two generations ago, the styling of the Malibu was almost revolutionary, and everyone loved the way that looked. And when they updated the vehicle, a lot of mistakes were made. The styling became anonymous and perhaps over-creased. Rear seat space became sort of a secondary issue, and it kind of fell off a lot of the shopping lists. Now the car is back in a big way. I have not driven it yet, but Rick had a lot of good things to say. But the big news is a much nicer interior and much more contemporary and just better-looking styling.
And recently you guys had a quick spin in the Jag, the 2015 XJL Portfolio Edition. What a lovely backseat in that vehicle. Pricey, but beautiful vehicle nonetheless.
Yeah, that's essentially a British limousine. And if you're lucky enough to be in the back seat, you win.
And you win if you check out ConsumerGuide.com. Tom, we'll see you in the Motor City of Detroit. Thanks for your time here today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Happy New Year, everyone.
Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.